We like to go to garage and estate sales and look for treasures. We also like to gather collectors and resellers alike and provide them with valuable information about products, many of them vintage, and share tips about how to get started and make some extra side money doing what we do. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, hello. We are here.
Yes, happy Taco Tuesday. Duncan. Thanks for being here today. So it looks like Duncan is here. He said, Michelle, you didn't post a hyperlink in the Facebook group, so I put it in the comments for you.
Thank you, Duncan. Now you have 497 members. That's amazing.
You're growing quickly. Duncan, do you want to put your Facebook group link in the chat? That way, if anybody is interested in joining your group. So Duncan specializes on selling on eBay. And I believe, Duncan, you're at like 10,000 reviews or something crazy like that. Did you reach your 10,000? Remind me again if that's not the right number. Yeah, so Noreen, hi Noreen, Taco Tuesday. She said, Duncan, what Facebook group? She said, trying to watch on my table so I can work on my phone, but for some reason there's no chat option on my tablet, just my phone. Tablet, not table. Thanks, Duncan. Yeah, so he put it in the chat. He's at 14,000 reviews on eBay. So definitely he gives great advice on how to get those reviews. So so today is Tuesday. And for those of you who are here for the first time, my name is Marina.
I'm Michelle.
Yeah, and we meet here on facebook.com/flippinggalslive. But then this airing of YouTube. This episode goes, sorry, YouTube. My brain's thinking Facebook. Sorry, youtube.com/flippinggals. And then this episode gets aired on our podcast, which is on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. But really, this is our third year where we discovered a hobby. It's turned into a job now, where we find things locally to sell online all over the world. So, yes. All right. So, so thanks for following our journey and sharing it with us. And thanks to those of you who are here live. We're going to share our sales last week. So how did everyone's sales go last week? I've heard some people did really well last week. And over the weekend, our sales were slow. Yeah. So before we get into it, feel free again to answer the question in the comments. But Michelle, I wanted to ask you, do you happen to know why our sales were slower? What are your like thoughts on that? What do you think happened?
Our sales last week was interesting. We sold a lot of little things. So we didn't have a lot of big sales. Usually, you know, the last couple of weeks we had big items and our profit margins quite high. But this past week, you know, we had a lot of clothes, actually, clothing items. So people are shopping for clothes for some reason. We weren't super active on relisting and you know, I think that's why.
I agree. I couldn't agree more with what you said. Noreen, Irish Licks Poshmark said her sales were horrible. It was the worst week ever. Yeah, it definitely feels that way with us as well. Hello, Bill, Girly Girl Style Huzz. He said, big stuff, but not a ton of items. Oh, that's cool, though. I would rather have the big stuff than like a ton of little items. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, like with people getting their tax refund and the stimulus plan here in the U.S., maybe people are more willing to spend money and buy stuff.
100%. Yeah. And Duncan says, it's been a slow week with sales. I feel unmotivated, LOL. I mean, it happens to the best of us, right? We get those times where we feel unmotivated as well. Yeah. So before we get into that, I did want to touch on some news. So I was looking at the stock market today. And if you know, one of the platforms we saw on Poshmark, they had an IPO. So they went public. And we missed the boat. So we didn't actually jump in on that. We lost the opportunity. And then when they IPO'd, their stock was like at 100. Well, I was looking at their history. The highest they've had was $48 a share. They're at 49 a share. So it's pretty close to when they first started selling those shares. So if anyone is interested in knowing that news. And then Girl Girl Style Hubs, Bill said tech is driving the market at the moment. Yeah, Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that on the news, about tech driving the market. It's interesting. I could just feel it, like interesting things are happening. And so today we're going to talk about the 2021 spring seller update from eBay. They have a lot of new updates going on. And, you know, we're nearing the end of Q1. So it is a good time for us to pay attention, because if you are investing in the stock market at all, you know, depending on how those financial reports come out at the end of Q1, stock prices are going to rally, they're going to go up, or they're going to go down. And so either way, that would be we're not financial investors and we're not, you know, giving you advice, but in general, you want to buy low, right? So, you know, that's usually what happens. So it's a good time to pay attention. And so Duncan is asking, Michelle, is there any BOCOs this week? Buy one.
Oh my God, Duncan, we got a very cute little TV. Like, it's like a little 10-inch TV television, vintage, and there's a handle on it. And I want to keep it so bad, but I don't think we could keep it.
Well, I want to keep it, but why is it worth a lot?
It's all right. I mean, what are we going to do with it? It still works. I think, you know, if we have like a wall of thrift that we could share in the house, I think that would be lovely.
Yeah. I think I want to keep this TV, but I mean, that's something that we could share. We could share our haul maybe one time. We had a nice haul over the weekend. We did go sourcing at an estate sale this weekend and we got some lovely vintage pieces. So this Thursday, we're going to talk about Amazon, how to sell on Amazon. I don't think we've ever done a live on that. So we're going to talk about that this Thursday. And also on Friday, if you are on the Clubhouse app, we have a 6 p.m. live conversation scheduled. Join our club. We have a club on there. It's called Flipping Gals Club. And we're going to discuss branding. So the title of that talk is Branding 101, again, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time this Friday.
Cool. All right, let's get started.
Okie dokie.
So this is our sales from last week on eBay. eBay was the winner last week, $290.80 profit. Poshmark, $56. Etsy, $136.10. And Mercari, $66.41. So actually, week of March 1st, we did a profit of $549.31 with a gross of $797.
That's not bad. We are running low on inventory, our bread and butter items. And I think that's also why our Etsy store was really slow, because that's usually like our winner. But Duncan is asking, what's the definition of vintage?
20 nope. years, Duncan, 20 years.
That's right.
And 100 years is antique.
I mean, you should know that. So let's go ahead and share some of our favorite sold items. All right. So the first one here is a vintage hybrid auction game. So this is just like a almost like Monopoly, but very simple with cards, dice, and money. And it's about, you know, bidding in an auction, which is kind of cool.
And here we have,
so we paid about $5 for this one and it sold for $23. So not bad for a game that dates back to the, looks like I think 1960s or 70s.
And then the next item is an Adidas Tokyo sneakers. These are really cool sneakers. It's got like Japanese characters on the side of the sole. And it's like has a pattern, it's printed. And we sourced this for $36, brand new. And sold this for $58.
Yep. And I just wanted to put out there that when we sell these items, not through Amazon, we're giving the buyers a really good deal, because I looked these up on Amazon and they're going for over $100 for these exact shoes. We do have the option to send them in there as well. But you know, someone sends us an offer, and we're making a little bit on it, we might take it.
Okay.
Okay, this was a hat. It's really beautiful. It's got like flowers and lemon and lime wedges. It's a Volcom. Volcom is like a skate brand, and it's a strap back, so it's kind of got that 90s vibe. It cost us $388 and it sold for $25. Thrift tip: if there's nothing in the thrift or things are overpriced, check out the hat section. I feel like the hat section is underrated. So I remember when I came back from the thrift store with like 15 hats or something, and that was all I bought. I don't know if Michelle, you remember that, but it's when I had gone to the thrift and items were overpriced. Like a shirt was like $7-$8. And you know, and like a sweatshirt was like $12 to $15. So that wasn't something that we could spend money on, but look at the hat here. The hats were reasonably priced and they were in good shape.
And they're easy to ship and you don't have to measure it.
Yes. Duncan said Michelle's hat is better.
Thank you. This was $13.
I was going to say, I thought those sneakers had a higher comp. Yeah, they do. They're definitely those $100 sneakers.
Here's another creepy doll. I mean, elite doll, porcelain doll. And this was actually sold on eBay. And we sourced this for $12.50 at an estate sale and sold this for $3.28. So that is why eBay was the winner this week.
That's right. Just from the one item. And this doll is brand new in box. Definitely it came from a collector's assortment. And she is a doll with red hair, blue eyes, and she comes with a wooden chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to our topic for today. So it's been a while since we really talk about eBay. And I think this is educational for, you know, those of you who don't sell on eBay and also sell on eBay, because they constantly make changes. And there's quite a few good updates for spring 2021. So we're going to go through it. So the first thing that they're doing is starting May this year, they're rolling out new categories to optimize their SEO. Something that I personally find very, very confusing is eBay's categories, because there is like a million categories within eBay. And as long as, you know, I don't know if they're simplifying it or they're, you know, adjusting some of the titles to make sure people can find the items better. But this is a good update if they are trying to help buyers find the item more accurately.
Yeah, well, it says that they're trying to optimize the SEO, right? So in order to optimize SEO, it takes that you have to research what are the trending keywords, probably on Google is what I'm thinking. And then you have to code that into the program, right? But, you know, eBay has, again, the changes that they have for spring are quite exciting, because I think eBay realizes like, okay, we're missing out here with like Mercari, Etsy, even Poshmark, right? They have such old ways of doing things, and they're realizing like, okay, we need to change this. So, and that's going to be a lot of work on the back end, you know, for their software programs to update all their meta tags or whatever they have to satisfy the new relevant ways people are searching with long tail keywords and whatnot.
Yep. So that's a great update from eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Marina?
Yeah. So there's also this new thing that eBay came up with last year. I think they're going to be a little bit more strict about it this year. It's really time consuming, but they want you to add item specifics, which is actually, again, it's great for the buyer, helps them to locate the items easier. But again, this is different than Amazon, because it means that every single item that a person adds, they have to add all the details for that item. So like, for example, if we are selling a record player, then you need to explain all the things a record player can do. And, you know, again, for one listing, it's going to take a long time. That's something I don't like. And I wish they had a more streamlined way to do it. On Amazon, if you're going to sell that record player, the way they have their catalog, which I think is genius because it saves a lot of time to the seller, is they only have one picture. So like the first person that uploads a picture, that's the picture that is used. And that same person is responsible for doing like the preliminary, description and like item specifics. But on the other hand, here on eBay, we're all doing them for every single individual item. So, I mean, it would be cool, in my opinion, if eBay could emulate Amazon in that way. It would save sellers a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. And this is a lot of work for the seller, but I think eBay also has some pre-filled you know, if you do sell similar, I think that makes things easier. You know, it's a good way for buyers to find you also. So that's important. The next thing is the unified listing experience. So by unified, it means that they're anything that they're featuring on their mobile app is will be featured on a desktop. So for example, number one is they added the background removal on desktop. If you guys don't know what it is, basically you can take a picture using your phone, upload it to eBay, and there is a feature on the phone app that lets you remove the background to make it white. Now it is available on the eBay desktop, so that makes things a lot easier.
That's nice, yeah, because not everyone likes to work from their phone. I mean, I know a lot of us do, but some of us like the bigger screen. So how convenient to have that, you know, option available on the desktop.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you like what you hear, please take a second to rate our podcast. Our podcast is fairly new, and we're in need of comments. If you can think of anyone an episode may be helpful for, please share the episode with them. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And again, a million thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, and then another thing is eBay also, when you do listings, there's a save preference feature, which means sometimes if you have a repeated listing from before, they will automate it for you. So you know how sometimes you like Google search something and it kind of pre-filled something for you? So that's the same feature with eBay when you list items. So it's pretty cool.
So including the picture? Like if you sold that
No.
item before? Oh, okay. I was like, wow, just, that's a game changer.
Just the listing details. Yeah.
That's still pretty cool. All right. And so this is interesting. So starting in April of this year, eBay, again, after Q1 is over, eBay will launch automated campaigns for promoted listings. That means that this feature will save you time managing your campaigns across different segments of your inventory based on the criteria that you set. So
yeah, so I'll give you an example. So let's say you want to promote all your listings for new sneakers, right? There's going to be a feature that lets you put, let's say I want to do, I don't know, 6% promoted listings on all my shoes, and it lets you kind of filter it. It lets you play around with it. It lets you automate your ad rates. And so I think that's a cool feature. I really don't have the time to kind of organize all my promoted listings, but if you guys are selling on eBay, do you guys use the promoted listing features? For us, we do, and we find our sales, we find it to help boost our sales.
100%.
Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, Rich has a comment. He said, thrifting by on YouTube, he said, there are a lot of issues with eBay lately. A lot of sellers are starting to leave and they're going to Facebook. Yeah, I heard Facebook is huge, and I'm still surprised we're not on there yet, but this is where we are in our business. We're actually training a VA this week to help us with our listings on eBay so that, you know, so that Michelle, who does the listings, can focus more on Facebook and offer up. So local sales. Definitely heard that Facebook is just booming.
Cool. And the next feature is a new coded coupon. So you can now give your customers coupons. Let's say you ship something out and you want to include like a pamphlet saying, hey, use this code for your next shopping at our next time you shop at our store, you can use this to save, I don't know, $10. eBay allows you to create coupon codes now. So that could help boost your store. It could help boost your, you know, you can use it on social media. So I think that's a great tool that they're adding.
Yeah, I think it's great too. So they have that feature on Etsy, and we do use that as like a thank you, like thank you for shopping with us. Here's a thank you coupon for 10% off your next purchase, and people use it. So obviously eBay's done their research and they realize like, hey, this is working. And so I'm very excited about the coupon. So you could do coupons such as like, you know, thank you for anybody who shops with you. I wonder if, like for Etsy, if someone has items in their cart then they could do a coupon as well. And on Etsy, if someone likes an item of yours, you can offer them a coupon as well. So, you know, but the thing with Etsy is the customer has to register to receive emails from Etsy. So many people do opt out of that. So with eBay, they're not going to be able to opt out of it. So I wonder, you know, what kind of, you know, limitations this has, and if they have any cool things like, oh, if there are watchers, can coupons go to them, you know, such as they have the offers now when you have a watcher. So I'm very, very curious about the coupons. I definitely do think that using coupons and obviously those advertisements definitely will contribute to sales.
Mm-hmm. This would be interesting. Cool. Do you want to go over the next one?
Yes, I do. Really quickly, an update from Noreen, Irish Looks Poshmark, because I did mention in the comments, what were your best sales last week? So we do appreciate if you share those with us. And so she said the men's Dingo boots for $77, she paid $2. And two IKEA bags for $30, she paid $4. What color were your IKEA bags? And congrats on those awesome sales, Noreen. I've seen like the blue bags and then the rainbow, the pride bags. So those are nice. I would love to have one of those. Okay, so updates to the performance tab, the listing quality report and the traffic report. So this is going to be like some analytics or statistics information. The listing quality report updates include providing detailed listing level and category level recommendations for optimizing your listings. Again, I'm thinking of Etsy here because I know Etsy has a lot of these kinds of analytics for us. So also you can use the quality report to help boost listing views and sales and see how you rank against your eBay competitors. Those are important things to know because I don't know if you remember, but recently we were selling some puzzles, like the $100,000 puzzles. And because we had 10 of them, we were able to test different titles against each other. And we noticed it does matter. So some titles in the manner that we, you know, in the matter we addressed or created the title, they got more views and they had more bids because they were auctions. So that's interesting. And then also with the listing quality report, you'll be able to flag if and why your listings were rejected from the Google Shopping ads. Because when you are shopping on Google, have you ever gone shopping on Google or you're looking for a product, you click on the shopping tab and then you see like eBay ads? Have you ever seen it like that? So you see like your item against other stores being sold in other stores, and then eBay is always one of them. So they're really strong with the Google shopping ads. And then next in the traffic report, it's going to let you see the breakdown of impressions in search versus non-search, as well as what percentage of impressions are coming from the top 20 search slots. So again, this is going to allow you the opportunity to change your listing if nobody's seeing it. So this is all meant to help us improve as sellers. And again, I'm really excited to be able to use this and see if our sales get better on eBay.
Yep. All right. So off to another news, not so good news, I guess, for sellers. So starting April 1st, there is an increase of 0.2% in select selling categories final value fee. So if you guys don't know what final value fees are, basically, if you sold an item, eBay charge you a percentage. And it applies to most categories, including books, DVD movies, music, coins and paper money, jewelry, watches, clothing, men's shoes, women's shoes, sports memorabilia, collectibles, collectible card games, musical instrument, heavy equipment, restaurant and food services category. So a lot of categories are impacted, especially the shoes. They're going to take 0.2% more. So you got to make sure you price everything right with 0.2% higher.
Yes, those fees do add up. And so GirlyGirls.Hubs is going to share, or he's sharing his sales, his best solds from last week. So he said it was an Adidas and Farm Jardim Agartha track jacket. I believe it sounds like it's a collab, maybe. The cost for him was $4 and he sold it for $90. And then a natural gear button down shirt and pants Again, cost four, sold for 65. Those are awesome sales, Bill. Thank you so much for sharing. Are the Natural Gear button-down shirt and pants, are they like sportswear also? Mm. Are you familiar with that brand, Michelle? Natural Gear?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, button-down shirt. I guess that's not really sportswear, right? I have never heard of that brand. Thrifting. Rich said the other big thing eBay is doing that is really making sellers very upset is they're telling buyers to buy the item, try it out, and return it. Sellers forced to accept returns. Sellers take loss. I did not know eBay was doing that.
Wow.
That's kind of, that kind of sucks.
It's a bummer.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
All right. So another update, cancel function for unpaid items. This is really exciting. If you're an eBay seller, you know the feeling. So I think up until now, what is it, Michelle? They have like 30 days before they have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure. How many days can you submit a case for non-payment after how many days right now? eBay sellers, if you know, put it in the chat box. But we've waited for like up to a month before we've waited a long time. But now you don't have to file a claim anymore for unpaid items. In fact, after 5 days of an unpaid item, you can have the item automatically cancel, or you can go in and manually do it. So this is huge, again, for eBay sellers, because that's the one thing that separates eBay from other platforms is that someone can buy the item and they could pay for it later. Which I guess like in a way I could see that as being an advantage for eBay, because like, let's say Michelle and I were having this conversation during our walk this evening, but if somebody gets paid in a couple of days and they really want the item and they want to take it away from the competition, they could buy it and pay later, right? So that's an advantage for eBay. But again, for us sellers, we get frustrated at the same time someone else could have bought the item, and then sometimes items go unpaid for like indefinitely. We never hear back from the buyer.
Yeah. This is a huge pain for everyone, for all sellers when this happens, because you have to open a case. And every time you open a case, you got to talk to eBay. eBay got to wait for the buyer. So it's a pain. So this is a really great improvement from them.
So my question for you, Michelle, are you going to do an automatic cancellation after 5 days? That'll save you time. You won't have to do anything.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, show me the money, right?
Yeah, you can always buy it again.
Yeah. I mean, you're losing days on not getting any potential sale. So
exactly.
It's not like you go to a store and you can tell them, oh, you know what? I want this. Hold it for a week and I'll give you the money later. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So. If it like maybe if they could do like, okay, pay a percentage up front or something, right? So you know people are serious. Rich said a couple comments thrifting by. eBay needs to be careful. They will be out and antiquated. Yeah, I think they're, with these changes in spring, I think they're trying to definitely step it up. Duncan said, okay, I'll buy that mini TV you want to keep. Try it out for 29 days and then send it back for a refund.
No, Duncan. All the way to Australia.
Yeah. Noreen is asking, she said, I heard there is also a new case fee, $20. Oh, do you know anything about that?
I hope not, Noreen. Really? That would be even more painful. Oh my gosh.
What does that mean? What does that even mean? I'm so confused.
Maybe if
there's
a case open, you have to pay for it. That's how I interpret it. I don't know.
Okay. If we find out anything, we'll let you know.
So this last update, this is my favorite update. I don't know why, but I love this update because I am sick of PayPal. So eBay is managing payments for more sellers. Basically, they're allowing buyers to not only use PayPal, but use their credit card and Apple Pay and all these other different payment methods to buy items. I seriously think they should add Affirm. A lot of places now have Affirm where you can kind of pay monthly with 0% interest, depending on your credit score. So they're giving buyers more ways to buy items. And it's one place to sell and get paid all on eBay. So there is no more PayPal. They're going to roll this out eventually. I think they rolled it out to 1 million sellers now, and they're going to roll it out more this year. And then, regardless of how the buyer pays, the payouts are initiated within 2 business days. So you get paid in 2 days versus you have to, you know, get your money to PayPal. You got to initiate the transfer. It's going to take 5 days for you to get the money. It's just too painful that way. So 2 days is great, directly going back to your bank account. So that's really awesome. And the last thing is my favorite thing is instead of sending you a giant invoice, which I really hate, I don't know why every time I see the monthly invoice, I'm like, why is the amount so high? Instead of doing that, they're actually going to collect the earnings and they're going to collect the fees from your earnings. So I actually remember suggesting this to eBay and I think they got a lot of suggestions of the same thing. So, you know, I think this is great, this managing payments thing. I do remember, Duncan, in one of the groups, we had a discussion about eBay charging extra fees. So, Duncan, if you wouldn't mind sharing some insights. And guys, you know, since this is new, we got to check the fees that they charge us because we don't want them to double charge our fees. So make sure you check the fees when this program rolls out or if you're part of this program. And yeah,
that's true what Michelle said. So again, if you want to join Duncan's eBay group on Facebook, you can hop on YouTube live and click on the comments. He put the link in there and he has like daily discussions in his group about eBay, and you can ask any questions about eBay. And he has a lot of experience. As we mentioned earlier, I guess he has 15,000 reviews. How many reviews do we have? Like 400 only?
Yeah.
On eBay, right? We have 400. But I'm really proud because right now we're at 100% customer satisfaction. So that's like really awesome. That's like our first time in a while since we messed up our account over a year ago. So join the group. And Duncan was mentioning that with this new payment thing, he was looking at his charges and eBay made mistakes. So definitely if you get switched over to the new payment, you know, check your invoices and look for errors because there might be some in there.
Yep. All right. And we go to our meme.
Okay.
I'll let you do it.
Sure. So there's a very cute kitten with a very surprised look and an open mouth. And this is what the meme says. It says that look you get when you get your eBay invoice and your fees are more than your sales. It happens when sales are slow. Yeah. Very cute. Yeah. So a couple more comments here. Duncan, again, he's like an eBay master. He said, I always pay my fees daily on eBay. No wait till the end of the month. So that's good accounting practice. Rich says, I got fed up with eBay a few months ago. I'm no longer selling on there. Mercari will also pick up many new sellers and buyers. Yes. And then Rich, are you on Facebook Marketplace as well? And how's that going for you if you are? Duncan says, yes, manage payments sneakily charges extra fees and hopes you don't notice the extra charges you got. To double check daily what they're charging. Okay. Yes. Good to know. Thank you, Duncan. And Noreen said, Lindsay Glenn talks about it in a live video yesterday. It's on her channel now. So if you are looking for more information on these new fees and charges, check out Lindy Glenn, LindeyGlenn on YouTube. This is really funny. But Rich said that the meme is why he gave up eBay because he was getting more fees and sale money. So, all right. Well, thanks again for joining us this beautiful Tuesday and beginning of the week. We're going to give you an update where we are with our business. So day job is extremely busy. Michelle is spending this week training a virtual assistant. So we hired one this week and our long-term goal is again, so Michelle could focus on local listings in Facebook and OfferUp because those are doing really well. You know, people don't mind picking up locally. And I think come fall around August, a lot of people are going to have their shots, right? Their vaccine. So yeah, so things may be a little bit more normal at that time. We don't know, but take advantage of e-commerce now. right? So opportunities are always changing. They're always shifting. I guess Facebook Marketplace is huge now. So if you're not on there, it's time to get on there, time to list daily and seize those opportunities. So again, thanks again for your attendance at our live today. If you want to learn about selling on Amazon, we're going to do that live on Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on youtube.com/flippinggals. And we look forward to seeing you then. Have a wonderful night. Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Like, share, and direct message us during the week if you want to talk to us or even have questions about getting started on reselling yourselves.